know, folks, now that weekend trips and outings are out for the duration, most of us answer the urge to get outside and enjoy lots of fresh, clean air and sunshine by having backyard picnics, or working in the family victory garden, or puttering around the yard in the flower garden. Maybe you're planning just such a weekend soon. And if you are, by all means, check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets now. Then if you work or play too hard and a headache, such as acid indigestion or muscular aches and pains result, real relief can be yours in a hurry. Then is the time. You'll be glad you asked your druggist for a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer tablets. Now, let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, the co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings staff held a business luncheon yesterday to map out a big sales campaign. And as we look in on the little community today, we find co-chairman Peabody and Cedric Wehunt back in the feed room of the Powder Down store, working on some plan in connection with that campaign.
Let's try it. Let's try it once more, Mr.
Henry. No, we got it lined good enough, Cedric. Just recollect the new words to the song.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, come on, now. Let's go tell along. We're all set to rehearse a play.
Oh, you'll be tickled.
I got Cedric all learned it good, Long.
Well, good.
I bound you will be the hit of the whole show.
Oh, no doubt about it. Hey, Grandpappy, do you got your part all studied by now?
Yeah, what's that, Mom?
Are you ready to start acting, Grandpap?
Oh, yeah, I've done ready to clean through the whole thing.
Now, let's get started then, Mom.
Yeah.
Don't get I do love to be in plays.
Me too. Oh, I must be a natural born player.
Yeah. When did you say we was going to give this thing, Mom?
Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Oh, with the schoolhouse.
Oh.
We're having a big bond rally to start off this war savings campaign that me and you are getting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're the co-chairmen, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Long, there's just one thing I don't quite understand about this play we're going to put on.
Well, what is it, Cedric? I can tell you. I know it all by heart.
Well, what's it all about, anyway?
What's it about? Why, Long, Cedric, you read it through, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am, but I never understood none of it that I was reading through.
Oh, well, it's just a play, that's about all, Cedric. Just something to entertain the folks and get them to come to the bond rally.
Well, it's more than that, Abner.
Huh?
It shows one reason why folks ought to put their money in war bonds. To keep down inflation. Help Annie. I say, to help Annie inflation.
What's that one?
I mean, keep down the cost of living. It's a dangerous problem the country's facing right now.
Dangerous, huh?
Oh, yeah. Once that inflation starts inflating and everything gets out of control, we're ruined financially, every other which way.
Oh, my goodness.
Prices will raise up higher and higher to where our money gets right now worthless.
Huh?
And finally, everything comes crashing down, we have panics and deflation, such as that. Just like that old Eddard saying of mine, everything that goes up must come down.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's... What was that again, Mom?
I said everything that goes up must come down.
I dog is there's one old letter saying I don't believe I can get mixed up on.
Well, you just ain't trying. All right, fellas, let's get this thing started.
Everything that goes up.
And forget that. Now, don't stir up.
Well, I was just trying to say something.
All right, fellas, do you all know what parts you're playing now?
Yeah, I do. I'm Mrs. Jones, a housewife.
And I'm a farmer. Mr. Brown.
Yeah, what's my first name, Ron?
Well, it don't matter, Andrew.
Why, sure it does. Somebody says, hello, Elsie. Why, I want to know if they're talking to me or not.
Well, nobody ain't going to say hello, Elsie, in this place.
I believe I'll be Bueller Jones. I love that name. Yeah,
you know who you are, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I'm Cedric.
Well, he means in the place, Cedric. You're Mr. Green, a white-collar worker.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, I ain't got no white collar, though.
Well, I don't matter.
My collar's blue, same as my shirt. See here? Can I be a blue-collar worker?
What no, when I said it, just leave it the way Long got it wrote there. You're Mr. White, a green-collar worker.
Yes, Mom. Are you in this too, Mr. Long?
Yeah, I got a little for you. I'm Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood, a big merchant. I run a store.
Now, how come you got the fanciest name out of this, Long?
Oh, it just worked out that way. All right, let's rehearse this one.
Yeah, sure, I'm ready right now.
All right. The opening scene is Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood's high-class store. And into the store comes Mrs. Jones.
Which Mrs. Jones? Elsie?
Yeah, Elsie.
Huh. Well, that ain't me, then. I'm Bueller.
All right, it's Bueller, then.
Oh, both of us,
Here we go. Everybody quiet now. Piedmont Linwood speaks first. Oh, this is a fine day today. I wonder who will be my first customer. Oh, here comes one now. It is Mrs. Jones.
Am I inside yet?
Yeah.
Howdy-do you do, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood?
Oh, howdy-do, Mrs. Jones. What do you want today, Mrs. Jones?
You see, now, where's my baby? Oh, yeah. But I will pay cash for it.
No, you skipped some lines there.
I want to buy a electric toaster, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood.
Oh, I am sorrowful, Mrs. Jones, but I have just one electric toaster in stock, and I have promised same to Mrs. Smith.
But I will pay cash for it. How much is same?
Same is $10, Mrs. Jones.
I will give you $12 for same, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. What is this same that I'm buying here, Long?
That's an electric toaster. I am sorrowful, Mrs. Jones, but the ceiling price is $10. Oh, here comes into my store another customer. Ah, it is Mr. Green.
Said it as you.
Boom.
He said Mr. Green as you.
Oh, I thought I was Mr. Blue.
No, you're mixed up. You're Mr. White, the green color worker. Mom, you oughtn't to give Cedric this part, colorblind as he is.
That won't hurt, son. Come on, Cedric, read your part there.
Yes, Mom. Oh, bruh. Howdy do, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. I would like to buy an electric toaster for my wife. You were not as married.
Well, in this you are. No matter. I am sorrowful, Mr. Green, but same has done been promised to Mrs. Smith.
And I will give $13 for it. So is I went up for it, you know.
Oh, I will give $15 for it.
I will give $20 for it.
Who'll make it $20? Excuse me, go ahead.
So, as long, what is this toaster made out of anyway, diamonds?
Just read what's wrote down there. Go on, Cedric.
Oh, I will give $25 for same.
Oh, but Mr. Green, can you afford that?
Yes, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. I got a raise today and have extra money to spend.
Oh, you got a raise. I must phone my husband that works in a restaurant. Hello, Mr. Jones, this is your wife doing the talking. Mr. Green has got a raise, so you must get one too, so I can buy an electric toaster. Ah, that is fine.
Wait a minute.
You got a $10 raise. Goodbye. So if my husband sure has got a nice boy, you know it.
Leave out them comments there. Continue.
Now, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood, I will give $35 for the electric toaster.
Wait 1 minute, Mrs. Jones. I must call Washington. Hello, Washington.
George.
Hey, I got them pretty quick on the phone, but gotta fill that in somewhere. Might stop the singing.
No, not now.
Hello, Washington. I would like to ask you to raise the ceiling price on just one article, a electric toaster. Thank you kindly. Goodbye. All right, Mrs. Jones. You can now have the toaster for $35.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood.
All right. You are welcome.
Oh.
Good day.
Good day.
That's the end of Act One.
I told you that was all right.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
a
real
player.
Did I do good, Mr. Lum?
You done fine.
Oh, yeah.
And how was I, Lum?
You was all right, Grandpap. You're going to have to sound a little more country.
Huh?
See, you can sound like a backwoodsy
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
when it comes
to your part,
Grandpap,
you do your best.
Now, we come to Act Two. It's a few days later, and when we're in Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood's storage. Farmer Brown's in there looking around. All right, Grandpap, go ahead. You're Farmer Brown.
Yeah, I know that. Reckon I can talk like a country fellow.
Oh, sure. Put on.
Just read it like it's wrote there, then, if that's going to be so hard for him.
All right, let's see. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood.
How high are your prices there today?
Well, that is on account of the following, Farmer Brown. Mrs. Jones' husband, who works at a restaurant, got a raise so she could buy an electric toaster. And in order to pay her husband that raise, the restaurant had to raise its prices, and so now I have to raise my prices in order to get enough money to eat on at the restaurant, Farmer Brown.
Well, I cannot afford such prices. I must telephone. Hello, Washington? Please, would you raise farm prices so I can afford to live? Thank you kindly. Goodbye.
I don't it. I'm going to call that Washington feller up and ask him for something.
Yes, sir, Abner. Go on, Granddad.
Now I can afford your prices, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. I will take one pair of overalls, size medium.
Yes, sir, Farmer Brown. That will be $19. In the second. All right, here's the last thing now. Mrs. Jones is in the store again.
Is that me?
A few months later,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I see. Ah, howdy do you do, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. I would like to buy a new card for my electric toaster.
I can let you have a nice one for $198.
Oh, dear, dear. Isn't that a little high, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood?
Yes, a little, Miss Jones, but Farmer Brown raised his prices again, and that made the food prices at the restaurant where I eat go up again. And so I had to raise mine again so I could eat. You had better have your husband get another raise.
Yes, sir, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood. Well, this is funny, you know. And I never didn't know I was such a good play actor. My husband is making $9,000 a week. But we can't begin me. Oh, that's uncommonly funny, Mom. I don't believe I can go through with this. Me a woman.
Oh, and I wrote it so funny,
I know it. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Ain't there something we can do to stop all this, Mr. Piedmont J. Linwood? I don't sound much like a woman, you know.
You sounded all right, Andrew.
No, I never. I never done it. Do you reckon me and Cedric ought to sing her songs?
No, we'll just do it out there.
Do it.
Well, I think I'm going right over and see my boss and ask him for a raise. $9,000 a week.
Oh. Well, Lum and Abner certainly had a busy time of the day, didn't they? And friends, if this was a busy day for you, if a hurried lunch gave you a touch of acid indigestion, if a lot of heavy work resulted in sore aching muscles, or if a full day of head work caused a dull headache, here's hoping you remembered all the things we've told you about the prompt, dependable relief Alka-Seltzer offers for these common ailments. Alka-Seltzer can make a mighty big difference in the way you feel when you're annoyed by a touch of acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or a headache. So try it for truly fast relief. Now, you can get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, either by the 30 or 60 cent size package for home use, or by the glass at the soda fountain. You really ought to get wise to Alka-Seltzer, folks. You'll be glad you did.